because here there were different soils, and many Yisrael didn't have the first piece and the second piece, but other Yisrael did have. So there was a theory that the Yisrael that did have it, that emanated, that originated in the Yisrael by Rabbi Dovid Goyen. And Rabbi Dovid Goyen, his own Gemara, so he put it in as an explanation. And maybe Rabbi Dovid Goyen put it in as an explanation on the margin of the Gemara. So then those who copy it, so they put it inside. This is what they say. It's not Chas V'Shalom that Rabbi Dovid Goyen revised the text of the Gemara. Chas V'Shalom, what they mean is this: there was no print in those days. So really that means that every student of Torah used to copy the Gemara, and that, so there was one manuscript of the Gemara that was written by Rabbi Dovid himself. He had to be the printer until the printing was invented. So every student had to be a printer, and he had to copy the text. And the manuscript of the Gemara by Rabbi Dovid Goyen. So Rabbi Dovid Goyen mentioned this explanation on the margin. Then another student came and he saw that explanation on the margin, and he incorporated into the Gemara itself. And then many students copied it that way. So that's why in some manuscripts we have that inside, and in some manuscripts we don't have it inside. So this is what they are explaining. See, I'm pointing out of that because unfortunately there are certain people, you know, who have no money in Chazal, and they have those so-called scholars who write money. Shaming also said that Rabbi Dovid Goyen changed the text of Chazal Chas V'Shalom. No one said it. They only say it in respect to this piece of Gemara, because we see from the Shikubetzes that in many Kisviyad, the first piece didn't appear and the second piece didn't appear. So how is it? The answer is, it originated in Xaviyad by Rabbi Dovid Goyen. Even though Rabbi Dovid Goyen was 150 years after Chasidus Talmud, but there was no printing. So when he had a certain important pshat in the Gemara, so he put it down on the margin. Then another student copied it. He saw an explanation on the margin. He incorporated it into the text of the Gemara. So this is what some Rishonim say, at least what Shalom say. Not Chas V'Shalom, I mean that Rabbi Dovid Goyen revised the text of the Talmud Chas V'Shalom. It's only in isolated situation. So it happened that where we find different Nusachos. So why do we find this Nusach? Because a certain Talmidim, so by mistake, incorporated the explanation put down by Rabbi Dovid Goyen on the margin into the text of the Gemara. And then they explain it and say, this is what it is. Right now, so I spend the time going over it, because there are many people who mention these Rishonim, the Tvor, the Rishonim, the Ran, the Rashbo, the Ran, you know, to prove their point. So that's why I spend the time to straighten out the records, in order that these Miharsi shouldn't be able to mislead people, you know, that Rishonim believed, had a so-called critical scientific approach, you know, of it. So this is what I wanted to point out. Chas V'Shalom, it's only Some machines see it in respect to this piece of tumor and that piece of tumor. They don't see it in respect to anything else. Why? Because they were different yosoids, and in many kisriyat, so this whole piece of Yehochem as this niktonim yishvim achayis v'chosim v'yaos v'inkit v'kishachayim v'yim shushem akosubu v'nisim v'ova tishchim v'osom v'itu v'koshom k'nin v'ayel yaos v'merzim v'shtah akno yoshim v'nafshim v'shtah akno yoshim v'nichash v'amra t'leke maul v'adil kasinot omre rabas arogam v'shtore v'akno yoshim v'leke maul v'adil kasinot mas this niktonim nofal yishchim v'chashim v'yishchim v'kosam 10 lines. So in many kisriyat it didn't appear. And the explanation was that how did this Girse originate? Because the Ksaviyav of Chavdiloi, the Rain of the Shas, so this explanation, this Perush was written on the mark. Then the Talmud came, he had to recopy, and he saw the text of the Gemara, and he saw something on the margin. He thought, this is part and parcel, or sometimes you omit something inside, so you put it on the margin. So he thought that this is an integral part of the text of the Gemara, so he put it inside. But the truth is, it was written by Rabbi Doi Goyen on the margin as explanation. And then, there were other two Yosoids in respect to this piece of Gemara. We should be casual in Kiv Yavna, Mishtore Vavakmoye, Kivesel, Mau, Vadim, Kasinon, Lekon, Nechal, Tichon, because of so many Kisviyad, it didn't appear. So again, it is the Shams, and the Rajbo, and the Ram say that this too is not part of the text of Gemara. But Rabbi Doi Goyen, his manuscript of the Gemara, so he put it in on the margin in order to explain, and then Talmidim came, they thought that what was mentioned on the margin is really part of it. So they put it in, and other machines say, no, it's not, it is part of the Gemara. Chassid Sholem, that any Rishon should have that terrible approach. So this is what it is. All right, anyway. Okay, so for next week, so don't have to go over just up to the Gemara of former Rabbi Yehuda, who should walk us on the machine to the bottom of the tower.